4. Western Europe. The climate, fed by the Gulf Stream, blesses the region with the right amount of rainfall for large-scale crop cultivation and good soil. It is possible to work all year round, and the winters are cold enough to kill off most bugs to prevent the types of disease that plague many other parts of the world. The North industrialised first and has become richer than the South. The UK has the strategic advantage of supervising the GIUK gap, that's Greenland, Iceland and UK, a choke point in the world's sea lanes. Perhaps ironically, the French are now natural partners of the Germans. Number 5. Africa. Great beaches but terrible natural harbours. Amazing rivers but rubbish for transporting anything. The continent developed in isolation to the rest of the world mainly because of the obstacle of the Sahara Desert. The Arabs and Europeans brought new technology but mainly kept it to themselves, taking away anything of value, mainly natural resources and people. Arabs began the practice of slavery, subcontracting much of it to willing local tribe leaders. Egypt was a nation-state when Europeans were still in mud huts, but it was only ever a regional power because it has so few trees that it couldn't build enough ships to create a blue water navy. Number 6. The Middle East. The middle of what? East of where? The very name is based on a European view of the world. The Europeans used ink to draw lines on maps. They did not exist in reality, and so created some of the most artificial borders the world has seen. An attempt is now being made to redraw them in blood. 7. India and Pakistan. This area is effectively impossible to rule, with volatility everywhere. In 1947, the British decided to withdraw, and Pakistan was partitioned from India. Carnage ensued. East Pakistan was not contiguous with West, and in 1971 it rebelled to form Bangladesh. In Urdu, Pak means pure and Stan means land. It is also an acronym. P for Punjab, A for Afghania, K for Kashmir, S for Sindh, T for Tan, as in Baluchistan. These five distinct regions each have their own language, so it's a state but not a nation. Afghan Pashtuns are almost undefeatable because they simply wait out foreign invaders and return to prominence later. 8. Korea and Japan. The 38th parallel was arbitrarily chosen as the dividing line between North and South Korea in 1945. It has been fought over ever since. The North Koreans tried to gain the whole peninsula in the 50s, leading to 3 years of war with the USA. Nothing has budged since then. In the 1300s, the Mongols tried to invade Japan. On the second attempt, their fleet was wrecked by a massive storm. The seas in the Korean Strait were whipped up by what the Japanese said was a divine wind, which they called a kamikaze.